This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Government has introduced a five-point plan designed to increase the availability of affordable housing by helping stimulate private sector development and reduce housing prices. Through the targeted actions valued at more than $65 million, there will be upwards of 500 new housing options added to the market. New initiatives include the removal of the GHT-HST, a new purpose-built rental housing, a low-interest financing program, and use of available provincial government-owned land and buildings for construction or conversion for purpose-built rental housing. Premier Andrew Fury says this will help ease the uncertainty for developers.
In particular with the interest rates, and then therefore change the business model to make it more appealing. As to why it has never happened in the past, frankly, I don't think there's been this supply demand. I've struggled as premier wondering why this is, sure, it's a complete and complex social issue with numerous different inputs, but is also an incredible development opportunity. And why haven't developers seized this moment to do just exactly that? Like, you look at downtown Halifax. There's been an incredible increase in vertical living in downtown Halifax over the last 5 to 10 years. We have not really seen that develop here in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Other initiatives include a home ownership assistance program for first-time home buyers with lower to moderate incomes who qualify for a mortgage to access the required down payment to purchase a home. The program will also assist with closing costs of up to $1,500. Also, a secondary and basement suite incentive, which will be a pilot project, will provide homeowners with access to a forgivable loan of 50% of the cost of renovations, up to a maximum of $40,000 over 5 years. Fury says this is in addition to the extra $3 million announced yesterday to repair and renovate approximately 143 vacant Newfoundland Labrador Housing Corporation units.
It's a response to a growing housing crisis that's happening across the country. We think this is a package that helps deal with some of the immediate needs, whether that's in the 750 or the 850 or the 143. All of those things will help with the immediate need. But if we just stop there, that would be an acute response. We are planning medium and long-term response to what is a growing and changing population of Newfoundland and Labrador to help mitigate the need for a future acute response.
More than 750 new public housing options have been advanced over the last 2 years. The city of Cornerbrook is looking for bids for the cleaning of municipal buildings. The work generally consists of cleaning services for Public Works Depot, Central Fire Station, and Water Treatment Plant. Copies of specifications may be obtained at City Hall or by calling 709-637-1540. This is Waste Reduction Week, which is also part of Circular Economy Month. Sarah Thompson has this report.
Launched by the Circular Innovation Council in 2022, the month is a national campaign to increase awareness about the concept of a circular economy, which is an economy that promotes the development of new, responsible, and sustainable ways for products and materials to be maintained, reused, remanufactured, and recycled, ultimately diverting more waste from landfills and enabling resource conservation. For Waste Reduction Week 2023, the Multi-Material Stewardship Board will be highlighting various special theme days specific to food waste, recycling, composting, and reusing. MMSB has also launched an online initiative aimed at offering educational resources and practical tips on ways consumers can contribute to reducing waste. The organization will conduct online giveaways to support sustainable activities at home. Residents can participate through MMSB's Facebook page for a chance to win prizes. For Bay FM News, I'm Sarah Thompson.
And this is both Small Business Week and Co-op Week in Newfoundland, Labrador. There are over 15,000 small businesses in this province supporting the diverse sectors in our economy, such as technology, craft, tourism, construction, mining and quarrying, oil and gas extraction, agriculture, forestry, fishing, and outfitting industries. Our province also has more than 70 registered cooperatives. These, along with social enterprises, are leaders in community economic development. That's Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ.